Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Everybody doing? There we go. That's better than last time. So we start off on the right foot. Yeah, it's all right.
Comfort level do you have in this offense, but also with your new teammates that
you
get in the last few months?
Oh, yeah, I'm comfortable now. I'm right at home. Training camp was good, and we got a lot better, still getting better, but yeah, I'm comfortable and right at home.
Did you want to have any, in this practice with the Packers or in one of these games, do you feel like a couple of hits just to get ready for the season, or are you like, no, I'm good. I've done that for 10 years. I don't need it.
Are you saying like
real contact?
Like playing in a game?
Yeah, or like in this practice, there might be some real contact.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll scrimmage against those guys. Get some good contact in as far as going against their defense. And as far as the game, I mean, I haven't played a preseason game, I think, since 2018. So, I mean, I think it's worked out pretty well. So, I think I feel pretty good about it.
Derrick, regarding those joint practices or practice, how do you approach that? I mean, you look forward to, this is going to be one day that you're going to go against an opposition. Do you look forward to that? What do you try to get out of it?
I think it's fun. I mean, we've been going against one another for about a month now. So we'll get another jersey, get to practice against another team, see some different looks, kind of give us a good look and see how far we are and the things we need to work on as an offense going against a different team. So it's fun and it's some good work. So.
Derrick, in terms of the mesh point with Lamar and some of the read options that they're able to run in past years, how facile do you think you guys will be in terms of handling that? We haven't really seen it so far.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we work on it out here, and if there's anything we need to talk about amongst each other, well, we do that. And, just going through it out here, running the plays and getting the feel for it and executing. So that's the big thing, is making it work. So,
how's it feel in practice when you're running behind Packard?
Oh, I mean, that's something I look forward to. So anytime 4-2 is in front of me, I'm comfortable, so I'm good. Gotta make something happen.
Yeah, you just had a back to school event. I know you can think back in the front, but how did it feel to get out to the Baltimore community and start making your mark in that way?
Yeah, I was happy to, and I'm blessed to do those type of things. Just wanted to get my hands in the community early, and I reached out to the organization to see where I could help, and they felt like that was a good area, and I'm glad I was able to go out there and help those kids and be able to get them some tools to be prepared for the school year, and looking forward to doing more.
Some of these community events, does it give you a feeling for how excited the community of Baltimore is to see you debut with it, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They love their football, so I love that. So I'm excited to see their excitement, for sure.
Do you feel that you're more frequently playing out of pistol or shotgun formations than you have in years prior? Is there nuances to that you can describe as challenging to learn, or what is the kind of feeling?
No, not at all. I mean, we ran pistol before when I was in Tennessee and ran out of shotgun. My biggest thing is doing my job and doing my job effectively and being efficient.
Is there any part of you that's kind of itching at this point to see what it looks like in a real game with a new team? Do you have a good idea of what that's going to look like come week one, or are there still questions kind of in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely excited to play and can't wait until that time comes. But it's all about polishing and getting everything down and continue to get better until that time comes. But I'm sure everybody's out here itching to get to week one for sure.
You're not out here stiff arming your teammates.
No, I don't do that. No.
How do you practice your stiff arm, or is that just completely natural?
Yeah, I think it comes natural. I've been doing it since I started playing ball, and it's got more effective. The higher I went, the more I've elevated my game is from high school, college, to pro. So I think it's something that comes natural, but I wouldn't do it to my teammates, no.
Is there anybody on the Ravens you'd like to stiff arm?
No, not at all. No. We had some good battles through the years, so I think that's done and over with.
Coaches told you guys that they expect you to ride bikes to the practice in Green Bay on Thursday?
You know, they haven't told us about it, but I mean, I saw it on Instagram. I mean, I've seen it through the years. That's their tradition. But if we have to, I think the kids are involved. So if it's a kid, I don't care. I mean, I love doing stuff like that, especially with kids.
You ride bikes?
I haven't in a while, so I might be a little rusty. The kid might have to help me stay balanced. But no, I should be fine. So it seems like something fun they do, you know, for the community and the kids. So I have no problem doing it.
All right, thanks, Terry.
That was easy. Appreciate it.